Vikings have the Detroit Lions this Sunday. You know what that means. Time to square off against quarterback Matthew Stafford. He can sling it around the yard with the best of them, and he's got a ton of good receivers to work with. He knows how to attack coverage. Let's watch the tape of last week's victory over the Chicago Bears to show you how he does it. First play against the Bears that we're going to show you, he attacks cover two. You're going to see the two safeties right here will drop back into their cover two shell. Everyone else underneath is man-to-man with the two cornerbacks on the outside in press coverage. These two linebackers will take the tight end and the running back. That's going to leave a one-on-one matchup in the slot with Lance Moore on a nickel corner. He's going to run a beautiful seam route. That's the way to attack cover two. You attack it vertically and in the middle of the field. Matthew Stafford with a beautiful throw here to Lance Moore. Let's go back to the play, and again, watch the safeties. They're going to bail out here, help the cornerbacks over the top, and that's going to give a wide open throwing lane here in the middle of the field. Matthew Stafford can fit throws into tight windows. You give him a window this big, he's going to hit it every time. He hits this one for a touchdown to get the Lions on the board early in the game. Next play is a first and five, and the Lions bring in an extra offensive lineman. You'll notice right here at the line of scrimmage, six offensive linemen in the game for the Detroit Lions. What does that tell you on first and five? A run might be coming. The Lions use a play action fake here to simulate run action. It's going to get the safety to creep up, and that's going to allow Calvin Johnson to get vertical enough to run a crosser, find the soft spot in this zone, and make a big play. We roll the tape and show you what happens. There you see a brief little run fake right here by Stafford and the running back, Amir Abdullah. That gets the safety to creep up, and now it's showtime for Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson. Great throw, Johnson across the middle. He breaks the tackle. He's off to the races. Now, we rewind it a little bit. A couple of key things. A vertical route on the outside by Lance Moore is going to carry this cornerback away from where Calvin Johnson is running. Another thing that's important is Calvin Johnson runs this route at a great depth. Right here, he makes his break. He is over the top of these three defenders who are playing zone, but he's underneath this safety who's going to come and break on the ball, and he gives Matthew Stafford a great throwing lane, and Matthew Stafford takes advantage of it. Now, let's take a look at the end zone view, and you can see this window for Matthew Stafford and how he takes advantage of it. A beautiful throw. Here's the defender. You're going to have a safety coming here at the bottom of the screen who's going to break on it. Stafford throws it. Great timing. Hits Johnson in stride. Calvin Johnson makes a big play here. A 43-yard gain on first and five. We're late in the game here. Two-minute warning. Lions trying to drive for a score to take the lead. Here you have a 3-by-1 set with three Lions receivers at the top. Now, these three defenders are going to be responsible for the trips left right here. And what you're going to see off of the last play we showed you, where Calvin Johnson made a big play, you're going to see the Bears give some respect to Calvin Johnson, who's right here. And you can see he's got two defenders paying attention to him. Once again, what does that leave? A one-on-one matchup for Lance Moore, who's coming out of the slot. He gets on top of this cornerback, and Matthew Stafford makes a beautiful throw to beat the defender. A big gain for the Detroit Lions. They get inside the 10 as they mount their late rally in this game. The last play we'll show you, Matthew Stafford attacking cover three. The first play, we showed you how he attacked cover two with a vertical seam route. Here he's going to attack cover three with a beautiful throw to the outside. Let's show you how he does it. The two Lions receivers to watch, the tight end, Timothy Wright, who's going to chip on the outside linebacker and then release. That will capture the attention of the nickel corner right here. Second receiver to watch is Golden Tate. He's lined up on the outside. He's going to drive a vertical route straight at a deep third defender, break it off just short of the 30, come to the outside, and then Matthew Stafford is going to unleash a laser that will impress you. We roll the tape. Here's the tight end right here breaking out to capture the attention of the nickel corner after chipping the linebacker. That gives Golden Tate enough room to break his route off right here at the 30-yard line, short of the deep third defender. Matthew Stafford sees it. And look, when Stafford delivers this ball right now, the receiver is not even looking at him, but Stafford knows where the receiver is going. A great route by Golden Tate. A throw to the sticks for a first down, a gain of 13 on third and 13. A huge play for the Detroit Lions in their overtime victory. So just when you have everything defended right, Matthew Stafford can still kill you with great passes. He knows how to attack coverage. It will be fun to watch Matthew Stafford and Mike Zimmer's defense battle one another on Sunday.